Good morning. Great to have your company. And what about going on holiday? Well, it's always a nice thing to do, isn't it? You go along to your travel agent, you have a chat with them, you talk to them, you work it all out. However, there is another way. You can do it on the internet. You can do it online. Or you could even do what I did, and I did it on my telephone via a website. How do you do it, though? What happens if you've got no idea? And what are the advantages? Well, let's find out, because there's a company called Zuji that have a way of booking your holidays online. And I thought we'd talk to them. James Gaskell is the managing director. Morning, James.
Good morning. Nice to be on. How are you?
I'm very well, and all the better if I go on holidays. Booking online seems to be an easy way. There are many ways to book holidays. We're talking about booking online this morning. So how does the world compare? I mean, how do we here in Australia compare to other countries booking online?
What we call the unmanaged business of travel, which is leisure travel. Australia runs to about 20% of overall bookings online. Economy like America or the UK might well run to 40%, but certainly we're pretty advanced in terms of being comfortable with using the internet, not only for accessing information, but also making transactions.
What are the dangers of booking online? For instance, if I go to a travel agent and I have a good old chat, they can pretty much understand what I'm talking about, I hope, and then go ahead and do that. Now, when I'm on the internet, what's my backup if I click the wrong button and find myself on the wrong holiday or the wrong day?
Well, for the uninitiated, I think it's very important to look at any online site as you would do a regular business. So as you would expect to see certain types of licensing and bonding on a high street travel agency, the thing to do is to look for exactly those same things: Travelers Compensation Fund, IATA accreditation, the bonding that's required by whichever state legislation requires, that will just give you the peace of mind that you're actually in the same secure environment online as you are in a bricks and mortar store.
What about travel domestic versus international? Is it the same click to get me through both?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the transaction type, which is essentially a reservation that you're generating yourself through the systems that the travel agents in the shops use themselves, is the same thing. It's absolutely consistent, so there's no difference between a Sydney, London, or a Perth, Adelaide.
Is it easy? Because we've got some people tuned in who might consider themselves of the age that you'd normally expect grandparents to be, and you might also consider themselves the sort of person who's perhaps not used a computer very much. Would we all, and I say we because I think I'm going to include me too, would we all be able to go to your average online store and be able to make these bookings?
Certainly the sense we're getting is, yeah, I mean, increasingly we're seeing, shall I say, the more experienced demographic using the sites increasingly, and we're seeing that as a large growth sector. Obviously, we have the young, and we get sort of clients starting between the ages of 14 and 25 booking themselves, but certainly sort of 45 plus. We're not seeing great amounts of functional problems with people erroring and so forth. It's a very simple process to follow: first name, last name, destination, date, and it very much come down to the individual site as to how easy it is. But we're finding that people are very, very comfortable now. I mean, in terms, I've been in the online travel business now for 12 years, so since the very beginning, and transaction numbers do bear out the fact that increasingly a larger spread of the population are using websites to do their travel arrangement.
As we look into the future, though, James, do you think there needs to be any improvements or enhancements in the way online travel is made?
Well, look, I think there's inherently limitations with technology at the moment, and obviously that will continue to change, where if you have a highly specialised itinerary, or if you have, you know, nuances to your trip that simply are too difficult for a booking engine logic to deal with, and that very often is the case, and this is where I would always refer people back to the human element of a travel agent. It's very much a question of understanding the parameters of the service an online business can provide versus an offline business, and then making a decision which will normally then become price-based. So there are always going to be instances, yes, where human is best.
Do you think, though, mainly people use online booking because it's convenient, or would it be because of the price?
Bit of both, I think. I mean, traditionally, online agencies have been cheaper because, I guess, their cost of distribution are lower. You know, there's less bricks and mortar, there's less, you know, people to actually sort of, I guess, eat into the cost, the profits of the business. But also an awful lot to do with the fact now that all tickets are e-tickets, that you don't need paper tickets to get you in through the airport anymore. It's an instant confirmation. The payment environments are secure and accredited. So I think people very much now see, I think the difference I've seen over the last probably 5 years is people view a short-haul domestic journey in exactly as they view a longer haul international journey. So it's just now become a transaction, whereas before there was definitely a distinction.
That's right. It's not like you have to click any harder on the mouse. Do you have any tips for us for booking online? For instance, would you print out your documentation twice? Would you do a backup?
Absolutely. Printing's a good idea. I mean, you will always receive an email for the confirmation and the e-ticket, but I think just to have a hard copy, for most travellers, myself included, is a really good idea of peace of mind. The other thing is, which is very important, is in the absence of the human touch, there is to make sure you read the terms and conditions properly, because the fare rules will always be contained inside those, and they sometimes will have some restrictive conditions, and we often find that people don't do that. I think because the transaction is reasonably easy, they don't take time to read the terms and conditions. That's an absolute imperative. And the third thing is to always check your visa requirements for your destination.
Yes, how many times have we thought, check the visa? And also, while we're at it, let's check the passport too. I remember booking a holiday and suddenly thinking, just how old is my passport?
Yeah, that's right. And if you're within six months of expiry, you very often you'll have some problems in some very popular destinations. So definitely worth checking.
If we're just travelling across the country, we'd still need some sort of ID, wouldn't we, when we come to pick up our tickets?
Yep, normally just photo ID, or in the case of some of the airlines, your frequent flyer card. But I always recommend carrying photo ID just in case there's something wrong with the technology at the airport, or people need double verification sometimes.
What are some of the exciting holidays you have that people can just click online and book those?
Well, it's very much a question of building your own experience. We have, 60,000 hotels around the world, which we contract directly ourselves. We represent pretty much every airline in the aviation sphere. So it's the way we like to think of it is kind of traveling your way. So rather than kind of prescribing to our customers where we think they should go, we very much like to say, well, it's up to you. Here's our range of products, and you can just basically create your own style.
Do you know what I reckon would be a great idea? I think someone should have a place where you could go sit on the seats in the airplane and you can actually experience what it's like. You can say, well, this is Virgin Airlines here, this is Qantas, this is British Airways.
Not a bad idea, actually. I think the pre-boarding experience is probably a good thing, because as we all know, the seats and the service can vary wildly between carriers. So it's not a bad idea. Maybe we could start a restaurant on that thing.
That would be a good idea. Is there a way when we book online we can actually understand if the seats are going to be the kind of room that we require?
The kind of information that if it's a special or an exception will be carried in the fare rules or the fare notes, but generally speaking the best place to access that information is on the website of the airline with which you've booked your ticket.
The other thing some people may worry about is refunds. How does online booking compare to a booking with a travel agent at a shop?
Always constrained by the same fare rules. So the same fare rules that apply to a high street travel agent or a corporate travel agent will apply to an online booking.
When you're dealing with an online travel agent, how do we know we're dealing with one based here in Australia?
The first thing comes back to the bonding and information. If you're not sure of the brand, if you're not familiar with the brand, always click on About Us and find out where that bonding occurs. Again, unless you're aware of the brand and the reputation of the business, then you are putting yourself at a certain degree of liability as to whether or not that flight or hotel reservation materialises. And that really comes down to, again, checking who the people are that you're booking with.
James, what makes, and this will give you an opportunity to tell us a bit about Zuji too, what makes one travel agency better than the others when we're talking about online systems?
Online, it very much comes down to a few things. I mean, there's the customer service, which backs up the reservation itself. That can be differentiated from business to business. The range of types of tickets, airline tickets that can be bought, is often constrained by technology. And I think Zuji, as part of the Travelocity family of businesses, which is one of the world's largest travel distributors, has better range and better technology to enable people to book the kind of itineraries that they're looking for. And probably hotel depth of content too, what we call depth of content, which is purely just the amount of hotels that are contracted at a negotiated rate in any given city. There is a fair disparity amongst businesses around how good the rates are, how good the availability is. And so it can vary very much from local brands to international brands. So it is worth having a little bit of a shop around as well.
But
I think Zuji, in terms of a business, will tick the boxes in the care, in the breadth of content, and the kind of technology that we use to deliver the travel experience.
How about yourself, James? How do you manage to stay in the office when you're involved with a travel agency? You just want to get on the plane and go to the next beautiful place, wouldn't you?
I wish that's a myth. I wish that were true, actually. I do spend a little bit of time at the airport and on planes. I just got back from Delhi, actually, for the whole of last week. But the travel industry perhaps doesn't carry the glamour that it once did in terms of people gallivanting around the world. We're much more concerned with technology now than we are with than we are with the actual travel itself. But from time to time, we do get a little bit of a chance to go away, and that's part of the pleasure of the job.
Good for you. Well, I get the opportunity of going to the deli, but mainly just for my milk and breakfast, but apart from... Hey, James, it sounds great. I appreciate you spending the time this morning. If we want to know more about Zuji, how do we find you?
We're at www.zuji, which is Zuji.com.au.
I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.